Big Fatty.
We are going to meet Big Fatty in Vegas.
We are. And you know what he does? If people talk about him on their shows, it ends up on his show usually. So maybe he'll play this part at the beginning of his show.
So this will be on his show.
Perhaps.
And then we'll play the part where he mentioned our show on our show next week. And then he'll play that again.
It's a vicious cycle.
It'll never end.
Are you playing What the Phrase with Big Fatty?
I am.
I kind of deleted that game.
And you delete everything.
I did.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's a vicious cycle.
It'll never end.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1526 of the BFO for two. I say Tuesday, the 26th of... Is that right? Yes, Big Fatty, of November 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. We've got voice letters and poodles, poopy, poor Big Fatty. Hello, fresh meaters. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. It is vulgar, but y'all, when you're out of town, you're fresh meat, and everybody wants to talk to you on the Grin Doctor and the other dating sites and all. So y'all, don't be surprised if you hear the brrr, brrr, hi, during the little show. Y'all, poodles a little bit. Yes, Big Fatty, I am poopy today. Why? Well, Poodle, why don't you tell everybody why you're poopy today? Big Fatty, I'm poopy today because I forgot the squeaky kitty. I left it all by itself back in the fat cave, and I'm afraid it's going to be lonely without me there. Well, Poodle, I'm sure the squeaky kitty will be just fine. Maybe the squeaky kitty is going to just enjoy a little holler. Big Fatty, do you think the squeaky kitty will miss me? Oh, I'm sure the squeaky kitty will miss you greatly, but I don't think it will have any hard feelings at all. No hard feelings at all, you don't say? No, I think you'll be just a yes, Big Fatty. Well, I'm thankful that you brought me along, and I hope the squeaky kitty will be okay. I'm sure the squeaky kitty will be just fine. So, y'all, let's see, what was I going to tell you? Y'all, Monday was I would say it's a busy day in the coal mine, but it wasn't. Y'all, it's a skeleton staff, y'all. In fact, that Dr. Stone, he says he gets excited when he hears there's a skeleton staff because it makes him think of the skull. Ready, play the music. And y'all, I think Dr. Stone is really missing the skull this time of year because y'all, for those of you who don't know who the skull is, Big Fatty, is there anyone who doesn't know who the skull is? Well, yeah, there may be some new listeners, like the Game Night gals. They may not know who the skull is. Oh, that's who was at the beginning of the new show. Yes. Well, the skull, especially this time of year, y'all, she would wear a themed sweater. And y'all, I swear to hydrogen, if you had an ugly sweater party, if she had one. Nobody would have to bring one because she'd have enough for everybody. Big Fatty, that's just vulgar, vulgar, vulgar.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Trek Friday. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Calling from Memory Lane. Home. So I have just left the Memory Lane Flowrider McDonald's because it's a really long story, but needless to say, I stopped for the good Thai food, and they said, no, you cannot come in and eat. And that made us angry. But anyway, I am on my way to the Tampa because everyone there seems to be infirm. I am going to take some soup to the Guru Nudi and drop Loverman off at the Betty Ford Clinic, and then I'm going to swing over and see my friends Lorna and Rich because they've had a heart attack, and so they're in the hospital, so I've got to go see them. And, yeah, it's fun times. And I hear there's a J.C. Marple somewhere, but I probably won't have time to see him unless he is also in the hospital. So, anyway, for that, but I just wanted to let you know that everything here is great, but I am off the grid. I'm just off the grid for the next few weeks, so unfortunately, you'll have to provide your own content. Okay, well...
Oh, did I say Big Fatty? Big Fatty, if he hung up, how do we still hear the jalopy?
This is an excellent question, Big Fatty. You're fucking it up. You're just fucking it up. And y'all, it's true. First of all, Vader, thank you so much for the call. And y'all, Vader is indeed down in the Florida, or was. He may be listening to this on his way back to Charleston. Y'all, he timed it perfectly to be gone while Big Fatty was in Charleston and to be back when Big Fatty was gone. Big Fatty, don't they all? And, oh, y'all, the grand doctor just went off. Let's just see what we got here. And, Muscly Man spoke to me. Big Fatty. anyway, let's just see. I understand, and Guru Nudi in Tampa, he heard Vader was coming to town and immediately went back to work at BNI. You know, that's Big Numbers Incorporated. He didn't have to partake of the soup. And he partake of the soup. And Vader, first of all, we wish you safe travels back to Charleston, and we hope that you and I guess you're going to see the hats for what do you call it? For Spanksgiving, bitch. You're just silly.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Calvin, and I've got a question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty and Shrimps.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question today comes to us from Calvin from out there in the San Francisco. So nice, and rejoice. He's the host of the Howdy Do Pancakes. And Calvin, is this the first time you've called? I can't remember. What's your question?
All right. Now that I assume you've played the music.
Yes, this is handled with the mechanical.
Larry, V-E-D-E-R,
yes?
Mentioned that you were wearing horrifying apparel and accoutrement.
Uh-huh.
And I was curious at the mention of brooches. How many and what do they signify?
Okay.
And what exactly sort of accoutrement were you wearing to wear? All right. You're fat.
Calvin, this is, first of all, thank you for the call. Like I say, I'm not sure if this is the first time you've called or not, thank you for the call, and this is an excellent question. At the horror get together at the Dudley Do Rights a couple of weeks ago, I had on my club vest, and on your club vest you have
pens, which I referred to as my brooches. But y'all, you get when you go to different events, you get a little pin, and y'all, then of course you can exchange friendship pins. Big Fatty, that's when you do that vulgar stuff, isn't it? And I need a little more time, and the music just ran out on me there. I think this deserves a longer answer. But y'all, you on one side, on the front, on one side, on the left breast, Freddy, when you say it, it's vulgar. On the left breastuses, that's much better. that's where you traditionally put your event pins, and that's where when you go to a different event and they have a specialty pin for that event, they'll go there. And then on the right breastuses, Freddy, much better. That's where you have your friendship pins and other pins and all. And then on the back, you have your club colors, which is the big your club big patch, the horror club big patch. And then if you are an associate member of other horror clubs, they usually have smaller patches, and those go all around it to signify that you're an associate member and supporter of that club. So Calvin, once again, this was a lovely question, and I do hope you and Mrs. Butterworth, better known as JR, from the Howdy Do Howdy Do Pancake, y'all, Calvin put out on the Twitter the other day, okay, I understand that you have all kinds of horse duvas and all when you're having a sports ball party, but what does one serve as a main course? So I sent back a couple of suggestions. I said, a lot of times people will get those big submarine sandwiches, big old salmon. Or they make chili, and old JR voted on the chili. Evidently they're having some sort of sports ball party or something like that. Boys, you'll have to let Big Freddy know how it all went. Yes, Big Freddy.
Hello, Big Freddy. This is David, that Blue Jeans guy, and I have got some great, exciting news. It's not too early to begin campaigning for the number one fan of the BFO for 2014. So as of today, Friday, November 23rd, 23rd, I am announcing my candidacy for the number one fan of the BFO for 2014. Yes. I deserve to be the biggest fan ever of the BFO because I love you, Big Fatty. I love meeting you in Vegas. I love meeting Poodle McNoodle in Vegas. And I am just the biggest fan ever of your little show. I listen to you every single day. And I call in occasionally because, the crickets need some exercise. So I want everybody to know, bag the bacon and vote Blue Jeans 14. For change. Bye-bye.
David, thank you so much for the call. It's just lovely to catch a little catnap. I mean, hear your voice and bag the bacon. David, as they say in Appalachia, them's fighting words. And that may be those bag the bacon may be the words that brings out of hiatus. You just never know about these things. But David, as you know, as a devoted voted listener of the BFO. It's not an election. It's a random drawing. Very much like catching up, even though I did it long before they did. Fanny, everybody steals from you. Why not them? So anyway, but David, lovely. Lovely to hear your voice. And good luck with bagging the bacon. Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Now, I know. With this being a Spanksgiving weekend, y'all, I know many of you are gonna be traveling, and as Big Fatty is, and y'all, I'm telling you, it looks like it may just be a rough weekend, or a rough week, you know. I think they say two of the busiest travel days of the year are Wednesday and this coming Sunday. And y'all, I can tell you that I'm looking at the weather bug. You know, do you have the weather bug on your computer, y'all? But on the weather bug on Wednesday in Hatlanta. Y'all, they are calling for snow flurries, and y'all, the high, y'all. This is Atlanta, Georgia, Hatlanta, Georgia, y'all. The high on Wednesday is supposed to be 35 degrees, and the low is supposed to be 21. Y'all, this is a recipe for disaster. Because, y'all, I can assure you, the closest thing to a snowplow in Hatlanta is, well, I don't know. I couldn't tell you what the closest thing to a snowplow is in Hatlanta. But, y'all, it's a recipe for disaster. And so, y'all, I hope you all have safe travels. As you're getting out on the road, y'all, I love it. I just absolutely love it. And you know, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Big Freddy, you repeat yourself all the time. Why stop now? Y'all, I'd love it if you'd snap a picture of your Tom Turkey dinner or something while you're out on freight. And send it over there to Spot and Crazy, because you know, quite frankly, Spot and Crazy is sitting there at the child's table, at the children's table, and y'all, you can only give Spot and Crazy so many coloring books and crayons, and then they just get themselves in trouble. Be ready, you're gonna get yourself in trouble. Y'all, as I mentioned earlier at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that's the Game Night Gals. Brian and Curtis, and y'all, they're out there in the, where the hell are they? Are they in, I think they live out there where Gary does, out there in Phoenix. Or maybe they live in Albuquerque. I don't know. But anyway, they were talking about being on Big Fatty's opening. Big Fatty, it's vulgar when you say it. So, gals, do y'all have a special Spanksgiving games you like to play? Or just tell us what you think of the BFO.
It's a vicious cycle.
It'll never end.
Oh, no, it ends in 20 minutes. It's 20 minutes every day.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.